It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello and welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere. I am your co-host, Candace, and alongside with me is the crazy loud Jenny.
Hi.
What are you doing besides trying to break stuff over there?
Oh, I'm trying to break my chair, apparently. not much. It's been a good week. I don't know about you guys, but temperatures are, like, starting to go down a little bit. And then even Jasmine Pest Pro posted a fallen leaf today. And
I saw that.
Yep. This ramp up in wasp is the final finale, I feel like.
Yes. It's the crazy. End season hives.
Yes.
I hate them. I hate them. Yes. I freaking hate them. They're so mean.
Yes. Speaking of that, how are you?
I'm good. I got tagged up by a hive the other day. My first day back to work. So it was Tuesday. I spent the weekend up in Washington with my mom taking down a bald-faced hornet hive for her. Did just fine with that one. All by my lonesome. Even had packed to go. 6-hour drive up there. You know, hung out, went to dinner, realized it was super late. Oh, I should probably go take this down now since it's nice and dark. And I go to get dressed, and I brought two left boots.
Oh.
And
shit.
Nobody else had boots that were going to fit me. My only other pair of shoes, because I know you technically could have just worn closed-toe shoes. My only other pair of shoes were slides. I wasn't going to go take that down with a pair of slides on. So I had to wear two left boots. It worked. They still came down all the same. And it is now vanquished and my mother is happy. But yeah, so I take that down just fine on Saturday. Tuesday, me and Brandon go to take a double yellow jacket in-ground hive. And we both got tagged. Multiple times. I got it twice. He got it 3 times. What the hell? These end season ones are mean as shit. They don't care. And then, Jenny had her nice rendezvous with them as well.
Yes. I had like up to 20 stings, and that it's a long story, but the short version is I don't think my suit was fastened correctly, and I went in there just like balls to the wall, like, got this, I'm invincible.
Yeah.
And I wasn't invincible, so.
Yeah, that's how we felt, too, until we weren't anymore. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So, now I have a big, huge welt on the outside of my right leg, and the other sting happened a few hours later, because apparently it just wanted to hang out with me, and found it in my bra about an hour and a half after the hive was already dead, sitting at home, having coffee and eating breakfast. And stung me in the underside of my right boob. So now I have a nice welt there, too. I'm happy it's not as big as the one on my leg, because that would totally suck. And I told Brandon it was going to be funny if I had lopsided boobs for a week. He was like, it's okay, I'll still like them. I'm like, you won't touch it, because it freaking hurts.
Right? You can only observe, sir.
You can observe the lopsided titties.
Great. You should press sexual assault charges against that.
we always do that. It's sexual harassment, panda.
Exactly.
From South Park.
Yes.
We're constantly doing that to each other.
The wasp. Sexual harassment on the wasp.
Yes. Too. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But. Yeah, I feel like every other job I'm doing right now is a hornet or a wasp.
It feels like it. I've had a lot of them. I just, today though, like, I didn't have to do any, thank God. But I had like the multiple people going, oh, we want to set up, I want to have you come over and set up stuff and, whatever. And I'm just like, okay, so are you having an issue? You just want some maintenance? Oh, well, just a slight issue. You know, we have rats in the house. Slight? What do you mean, slight? Yes, we found a hole in our floor. What?
Like, right.
And then it was the typical, the neighbors. Because apparently the neighbors are trashy people, and they finally moved, and but, and I quote, left their furry friends behind. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's our going to be our day tomorrow. It's just a bunch of inspections, but it is what it is. Oh, and a flea job.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Those are ramping up here, too.
Yeah.
I've only done a couple, but I hear the guys saying they've got a bunch of them, too.
Yeah. Have you, I saw that you were going to be using Apprehend for the first time. Did you get to do it yet?
Not yet. I believe I'm doing it tomorrow or next Friday. I don't know, but I'm doing it soon.
Some
I'm
Friday.
Excited. Yeah.
I'm That's excited. Awesome. Yeah, it's always fun, like, learning new ways and using new chems. Well, it's not really a chem, but whatever.
Yeah, that's just being at Trio. I've done heat jobs, which I've never been able to do, which I feel pretty confident that I'm, like, up to... I've done it by myself now, so I feel pretty good on that. I've done termite, but... pretty much only with somebody. I'm going to do my Purdue classes this month.
Yeah.
And then now the Apprehend and Into Care is, do you guys do Into Care?
We haven't. I was totally thinking about it because there's no way that we could fog for mosquitoes here or mist or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just too damn windy. Even like 9 o'clock in the morning, it's too much wind, you know? But yeah, so I was totally thinking about that because one of our clients, I was standing outside talking with her, and we were just getting our asses eaten up by mosquitoes. She's like, "Is there anything you can do about these?" And I totally forgot about the IntoCare system. So I told her no because we can't fog. And then I was like, maybe next year we should try that.
Well, for the podcast sometime, I would love to talk to somebody either from IntoCare, somebody like super whatever, because. We do it here and, you know, I'm coming in at the end of the season and talking with clients, you know, like that I'm just following up for the end.
Yeah.
And, some of them had reported seeing more activity and they weren't too thrilled. And then I was seeing today where, Jasmine Pespro and a couple other people were talking about the IntoCare and their results. I think that'd be super interesting.
Yeah.
By the way. At some point.
Okay.
Definitely weigh in Sue Ann on that.
Yeah.
Because I think she utilizes
them. I think she uses them too. Mm-hmm. Maybe closer to like the start of next mosquito season when people are thinking about, you know, what are they going to do for mosquito work?
Yes.
That might be a good time to bring all that in. Plus, we can do the mosquito stuff with Sue Ann again.
Exactly.
Yay.
Two birds, one stone, and we love
it. I love her.
Me too, yes. But yeah, closing the season though on the mosquitoes, it's been weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were supposed to do today times where you've gone to a client's house, business, whatever, and they have just had a pest problem for so long that they just don't even care anymore. It's like, yeah, it's here. So many people have tried to get rid of it. It might as well pay rent now. We got three stories. It is what it is. I have my own, too. I've said it last week. I'll say it again this week. But, yeah, it was kind of a very specific topic, but I thought it would be fun, but apparently we just didn't get the input. And it is also end of season, so people are still super busy. So it's what it is.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. So we have one that said, yes, they assume the big name companies are best, and then they get a referral from neighbors or friends. They lived with ants for years or whatever pest. One thorough treatment and their minds are blown. I've had those. Where it's like you actually do a proper, especially with ants, do a proper treatment, proper bait placement, and their ants go away in like 2 days, and they're like, holy shit, I've had these for years. And you're going, look at me, I know my job.
That's great. I actually had one with the very first company I worked at. And this one, it isn't like I came and saved the day or anything, but I was newer to pest control. This was probably within my first like 2 or 3 months in the industry, but they had a crawl space and there was traps set down there by the previous tech. But I guess they had been dealing with rats for like 2 years. And this company I worked for was still servicing them that whole time and not able to catch them. So I come, I'm new to the industry. I'm just like, and she's telling me that we've been doing this for 2 years. We haven't been able to catch it or whatever. And I'm just thinking like, oh man, this is rough. So I get into like, there's like a crawl space thingy. So there's like a crawl space in their closet. So I hop down and I grab the trap and I'm like, wow, this is a heavy trap. And I pull it up and there's the biggest rat I had ever seen caught and dead on it. And nice. she was so happy. She screamed. and like, I got all the praise for it, but like, I didn't set that trap.
Yeah, I captured it.
Yeah, sure. So
it just now went in there.
Exactly. But it was surprising to me to how heavy it was too.
Yeah. Especially when you don't realize there's something in it. You're just thinking, yep, it's like an empty trap. Whether it's a wood one or a plastic one, they're all super light. And then, yeah, like, any kind of weight in it, even if it's not a super big rat, you pick it up and you're like, what the hell? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I had one of those, yeah, today. I was like, oh, yeah, you stink.
Yeah. Bit, real fat. Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had a few ant ones where it's, they've had ants ever since they moved into this house, and they've lived there for like 20 years. You know, generally they come and go, but for the most part, they're always here. So just working with me, clean up your situation, you know, don't leave the food out. Don't give them a reason to be here. I'll do my part. You do your part. And then, hey, look at that. The ants go away. Magical. I waved, right, my magic B&G wand.
Yes. Magic. Gotta love that.
Yeah, okay. This one I freaking love to death. It said, when I asked this customer when they first started to see the roaches, they said when his mom first had the trailer in 1986, and they had them then. What?
What?
1986, that is damn near as old as me.
I was,
you've had,
say,
roaches in there for damn near 40 years? What?
No. We don't do that.
No. Why are we having like 40,000 generations of roaches? They're not our friend. There's no benefit to them. No. Kill them.
Right. Oh my
no,
God.
They probably like self-treating with Raid and Hot Shot and Black Flag. And
yep. And then after so long, they're just like, this is life now.
Whatever. It's life. Life is life. Okay. Yeah, we have, oh god, what is it? We have a bat seal up we have to do now that we finally can. We were supposed to do it tomorrow, but he has company over this weekend, so we're going to do it starting next week. And it's going to be really fun because it's like an angle over the top of the roof that slants the other way, and it's pretty sloped. So, but it's like right where that top roof connects to the bottom one. There's holes, uh-huh, on each side of it. So we have seal both of those, back cone one of them so they can get out, not go back. And then, but yeah, it's going to be such a weird angle to be at.
Yeah.
And Brandon's like, I'll do it. You're not coming up. And I'm like, okay. I'm not even going to argue with you on that one.
All right.
But he's like, yeah, I'm probably already going to have my foot in the gutter. I'm like, please don't break the gutter.
Oh.
Just please don't break the gutter. But yeah, we have to do that one, and he's had them for a few years, so he's kind of just like, yeah, they're here, okay.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I think he's finally tired of it, which,
yeah,
I understand.
Good call.
I do get,
yeah,
it. Right. Yeah, it's mainly ants around here that people are just like, my house is built on an anthill, I get it.
Yeah.
They're just here all the time. We, yep, keep getting one. She keeps saying, well, the people there are saying that there's ants. Well, I was literally just there this morning, about 3 hours before those people showed up, and I found an ant. One. Mm-hmm. Single ant. Didn't find a trail outside. So, like, I treated the exterior. I put some bait. I don't know what else you want from me. I can't live out there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me text them back then. Never heard from her again, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they... An ant was too much for them.
Right.
And I keep telling her, I said, they're in there for a reason. They're not just showing up trying to invade everything. They're there for something.
Yes. Do you guys have a lot of pavement ants there?
Like, yes.
The kind that just kick out the rubble under the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, in my experience, I've done a lot of elderly community type places that are actually not nursing homes. I mean, like elderly retirement, like condos and like really nice stuff.
Like the assisted living areas where they can like have some assistance if they need it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And those are like built on an anthill, and like some of them will keep their places pristine, and you'll still today I had one where the lady was like, I thought I was going crazy because I keep sweeping up this rubble. And I was like, no, those are pavement ants, my dear. So
Yeah, we have those and odorous house ants or every other term for them.
Yeah.
Everyone usually around here calls them sugar ants and or piss ants.
Yeah.
So when you actually use the term odorous house ants, they think it's a completely different type of ant. Yeah. I'm like, no. No, same ant. I'm like, here, smush that one and then smell it. And they're like, what? No, seriously, do it. And then they do. And they're like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Rotten coconut?
Yeah, exactly.
And we do have carpenter ants, which we've gotten a few calls for those. And that's about it for our ants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have very, like, generic shit here. Uh-huh. It's so stupid. Like, we don't even, like, really get, like, Formosian termites. We get dampwood. We don't even really have a whole lot of subterranean. It's usually dampwood. So it's, hey, get rid of your wet wood. Problem solved.
Right?
Go away.
Good job.
We only have here on the coast, we only have German roaches. More farther east off the coast where it's a little bit warmer and not such damp air, we do have like Orientals, I think it was. I think that's what Brandon's found. But even then, it's not high quantities. And we hardly ever have bed bug jobs. I'm not even joking when I tell you we do like one a year.
Wow.
I wish we did more.
I mean, they're
gross, but they're kind of fun at the same time. And it's very satisfying when you get it. That. And these people like cry because, well, they don't have to live with it anymore.
Exactly. I get that. Cause like when you first said that, I was like, oh God, I hate bed bugs, but it is rewarding.
It really is. And like, I know if we did more, I would totally use Apprehend because I want to so bad, but at one a year, it's not worth it. Because by the time I'd get to my next one, I'd have to reorder it and it's not even worth it at that point. Or or I'd have to charge people like an exuberant amount just to cover the one bottle that they're not using the whole bottle of, which nobody ever uses the whole bottle. You know? I know I've had those people who are like, well, I saw on Amazon that, you know, you can buy this chem for only like $60. Why do you charge me? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, because I know you're not using that whole bottle. Yeah, that's, I'm not, but that's not the point. You're not paying for just the chemical here or the product. Right. You're paying for my time, my resources, all of my information and knowledge. And I'm like,
right. People crazy. Speaking of crazy people, when we asked for stories on this, which to be fair, we weren't like, hey, this is for the podcast, because if we do that, nobody gets says anything.
Right? Maybe they're catching on, so that's why they're not answering my questions anymore.
Oh, shit. I'm going to call him out. Daryl.
Yeah, call him out.
I was like, wait, should I say the name? But it's Daryl.
Yeah.
I live close to him now. I can harass him.
Yeah.
He says, way too many, both residential and commercial. Let him give us a specific one,
I wanted Daryl. One.
Right?
One, Daryl.
Come on.
If I ever have you as an Uber driver again.
Right.
And our last one that we got was Garden City projects in, should I say the city? Okay. In a town. Yes. I saw an old man eating with a couple of roaches moving on his plate. Crazy. Ew. Yeah, because that means he was just used to it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I read that one earlier and it made me think of one that we just started is an elderly gentleman that has been living with rodents. Now him, because he has like a caregiver and stuff and a representative for himself because he's very hard of hearing, especially like over the phone. But we finally got in there and was able to start like trapping and excluding, but we can't exclude completely because he lives in a mobile home that half the skirting's missing. So we're like, the skirting needs to be fixed. We started trapping it and stuff. So we did that on Tuesday. Brandon went back to check on it today. Yes, I know it was only a couple of days, but I mean, this stuff was like rampant. Like he had like pushed everything to his kitchen cabinet because they were just jumping out of them try to keep them closed. It's really sad. And he has like three dogs. Like three little dogs, and I guess two of them actually chase rodents. So I'm like, hey man, go for it.
Right?
Keep at it, brother. Right. But so Brandon went back today. There was nothing captured anywhere, but we have like kind of rerouted them and funneled them to where we want them to go instead of just everywhere they want to go.
Yeah.
But the gentleman said that since we left Tuesday, he has not heard anything, like even at night. And I'm like, badass already. Like, finally, this dude can actually sleep at night. Like, he was sleeping out on a chair in his living room. And, like, the first time we inspected, there's, like, rat droppings, like, at the back of his chair on, like, a table next to him. And I'm like, oh, dude. Yeah, got called in through, like, the Department of Human Services. Because, like, us and one other company here are, like, okayed to work with them. So they called us in for an inspection and everything. And then that was like in beginning of July, middle of July. But yeah, then we got the okay to actually do it. And we're like, fuck yeah. All right.
let's go. Go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. Damn, man.
Hopefully we can just get this cleaned out for him quick, fast, and in a hurry. But properly. Because this is Brandon's forte. He is so excited. He's like, I want these fuckers to jump out at me because I will stab them.
Yeah.
We got new knives too. And he finally was able to stab, I think it was a mouse this morning, with his new knife. So he was excited.
Christmas. Yes. That's great.
Let's see, what other my original story for all of this was my nice elderly couple. I mean, they're not super crazy elderly, but you know, they're grandparents and whatever. Actually, I know some of her grandkids actually go to the same high school as my son. Anyways, so she had a mouse problem. That's why she called us, because her old pest control handed her some snap traps and some hardware cloth and said, here you go, and then left. I'm going, you expect her to do this? What? So she called us, because her daughter uses us, so she called us. We're there. Love them to death. They're the sweetest freaking people. But, while we were there and we sealed up everything, we apparently sealed in a mouse that nobody even knew existed inside of this house. Even at that time, she didn't. So we set some traps out in her spare bedroom. That's the story about Brandon dumping the gallon of, or no, it was a quart, of white paint all over her hardwood floor. Luckily, we got that all cleaned up and she didn't immediately fire us.
Right.
But we chased it out of that room and then it went into her kitchen and bathroom that share a wall. And it was going like back behind her stove and the cabinet next to it. Well, the cabinet next to it had like, I don't know, maybe 4 inches of room, enough to fit an IRT in it, like perfectly. Just bam. So we put one in there thinking, okay, we'll capture this bastard. End of story. No, that thing evaded that so bad. All of our snap traps, even because I had mouse size Jaws traps, he wasn't big enough to set them off, or he would set them off and then eat all the stinking peanut butter out of them. Every one of them. And I'd go back weekly and check. Or she'd tell me, oh, I heard one of the traps go off. I'm like, motherfucker. All right, I got him. No.
Right.
But finally, I did, in that little open space, I did a Jaws trap, an IRT. No, I did the IRT, a Jaws trap, and then a sticky trap. And he went over the top of the IRT, ate all the peanut butter out of the Jaws trap, and then went to go get the peanut butter that was in the middle of the sticky trap and got stuck. Finally.
Right.
Finally got him out. But yeah, that took, God, it's, I don't even remember, but it was way too long for my liking and I kept apologizing, but she thought it was hilarious. She ended up naming him because every time she would go in her kitchen and he was running across the countertop, she would yell out, Jeepers.
Jeepers.
Because she's an older lady and that's just, it was funny. But yeah, she named him Jeepers. And so we still talk about him. I'm like, Jeepers hasn't returned, has he? And I know, obviously, that one in particular hasn't. But, you know, that's our code for, you know, any more rodents in the house. But she did get one that decided to jump through her window, but her dog got it. Her dog alerted her real fast.
That's good. That's a good dog.
Yeah, yeah, it's a terrier.
There we go. Yeah. That's awesome.
I can't think of any other ones. I mean, besides people who have, like, roaches and think that they don't need to do anything about it. Or the, like, heavy infestation of fleas. And they're, like, jumping. You can, like, physically see them jumping off their animals. And you're like, dude, seriously?
We I had one of those.
Oh, we had one. Oh, my God. And they're like, well, we flea treat them. Well, what are you flea treating them with? It's like that. Oh, what is it, like, Adams or whatever that you buy at Walmart? And, like, oh, we had one. And he was like, well, I gave him these drops, and then I flea-bathed him, and then put a flea collar on him. And I'm like, tried them separately? No, all in the span of a day. I'm like, are you trying to kill your freaking cat? Right. Because that's a whole lot of pesticide all at once. Well, it's not pesticide.
You're killing fleas.
What do you think is killing it? So he had all the stuff, and I literally showed him, they were all, it was all pyrethrin on all three of them, and I'm going, you are overdoing it, and this is going to literally kill your cat, because why are we doing this? Right. I used that Adams stuff once, like way back prior to us doing pest control on one of my cats. She was a smaller cat, but she was of weight and of age to use it, and it damn near killed her.
Oh,
like,
no.
She went into, like, seizures. Yeah, I was like, never again. I will never fucking touch this stuff again. Yeah, and it was Jude's little freaking Siamese cat. So he would have just been, like... No, he never would have forgave me for that one.
Oh, Mom, you killed my cat.
Right? Yeah, and it was, like, flea spray. But it was four cats, and it was, you know, over 8 weeks, and over however many pounds, I don't remember. But she was.
Yeah.
Apparently her system just was like, no, fuck you. Yeah, after we sprayed her, like, she's just, like, laying in a towel, just twitching. And I'm like, oh, my God, I killed the cat.
Right.
But, like, we, like, wet her down and, like, scrubbed her off, and she got better. I'm like, God, I almost killed the cat. So, no, never again. Never, ever, ever, ever again. I will never trust that stuff.
I like the veterinarian stuff for pets. Is it a pill? I don't remember what it is, but it's... works pretty good.
We use Brevecta, and that's what I recommend to people who are having fleas, because, you know, it's always like, you know, are you treating your animals? Yes. And then they'll show me whatever random bullshit they bought at Walmart, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't work.
Right.
You need something better. And I get that a vet's expensive.
Right.
So, yes. But it's got to be done. But yeah, we use Brevecta for the dogs. We even use it for the cats, but the cats don't have, because we use the Brevecta chews for the dogs. But the cats have the, you know, topical drops, which I'm not super fan of, but they freaking work. We, this year, we did it on two of our four cats, because the other two just, like, have never had a freaking flea in, like, a year and a half. Okay. I'm not going to put pesticide on you if I don't need to. But we did it on our biggest cat and our littlest cat. So we have, our biggest one is 14 pounds, and our smallest one was, like, I don't know, maybe 5.
Right.
And so obviously, you know, you get the right one for the right size on the cat. But they're both fine. No fleas now. Had no reaction to it. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And our line of work, we are around fleas whether we like it or not. Just out in the bushes. And like, yeah.
I know. That's why I always tell people. They're like, I don't have animals. Why do I have fleas? Do you have a yard? Do you walk through grass? There you go. They came in on your shoe.
Yeah. You have no idea how many treatments I've done for people who have no pets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So many.
Yeah. And they just don't get it. They're like, I don't have animals just for this reason, because I hate fleas. Okay. They're still here, whether you hate them or not. I hate them too. But here they are.
Yeah. You go out.
Actually,
next...
yeah. I have a flea job to do tomorrow for a doctor's office because they've let one too many animals into the doctor's office. So she called me today. We've done, like, ants there before, but it's not, like, a normal service. And it used to go through a property manager, but she called me, and I'm like, doesn't this need to go through the property manager? And then apparently it doesn't have to anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever. As long as somebody pays the bill, I really don't care.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, so... we get to go do a flea treatment. She's like, yeah, you know, people bring their animals in. And I'm going, if it's a service animal, an actual service animal, they usually are super well taken care of. And, you know, they don't stink. They don't shed. They don't have fleas. So why do you have fleas?
Right.
But once again, it comes in on people's shoes. I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So yeah, I get to go do that tomorrow. That'll be our first job of the day.
There you go. I think I have a heat job tomorrow, so...
Nice.
I think it's next Friday for my first apprehend, so...
That'll be cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going to feel like Paula when you do it?
I am. I am. I'm going to send her all the pictures and just...
Look at me! I did it!
Are you proud of me, Paula? Oh, speaking of Paula, I got me... a Tony Spangler top polo right here.
Mwah. I love her.
Yes.
So we need to update it and get her with her short hair and stuff now. Because she don't have long hair no more.
Right? I should get... I should try to do one every year. Polo edition. I think this was from 2024. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think last summer is when she cut her hair. Because, like, she went from that long-ass hair to, like, bam, gone. Actually, I think she went, like, long to kind of a bob cut. And then just, like, was like, nope, still too much. Which, I don't blame her down in that Texas heat. Fuck that.
Right.
When I lived in Oklahoma, I cut my hair super short and even, like, did, like, the back shave to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, absolutely not. This shit is way too damn hot.
Yeah. And year-round. Like, like that dude on PCHD that said he was sensitive to heat and is trying to get back into the industry. Like, I feel him. I get heat migraines pretty bad in the summers.
Was that the one that was like his allergy meds messed with him or something? Yeah, like already lowered his oxygen, but then like the heat made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Sinus meds, which actually makes me like... concerned because I take allergy meds. Cause
that's what it was.
Anybody who knows me, my eyes will swell shut and
just randomly.
I'll never know what caused it.
it'll be the random picture from her.
Yep.
Big old swollen like Quasimodo eye. Look at me.
Stuff, guys. But. And then when I go to an allergist, they just give me a panel of the hundreds of things I'm allergic to and says, you must have encountered one of these.
Okay.
Yeah. But something that would help you during those times is a nice refreshing drink from a Tony Spangler tumbler. Look at that pretty estrogen one. That's party.
That's party. See, you can do, you know, made graphics along with actual pictures, even though that is a few years old picture of me, but that's fine because, well, my hair actually looked okay. Now it's just like a big fuzzball.
It's a beautiful fuzzball.
And then our cute little mouse.
Yes, and the cute little mouse.
And then the cute little Jenny. We get these from SpanglerArt.com. Tony Spangler and his wife Leanne are amazing. They do awesome work. If you want super girly, like, sparkles and glitter in her. Oh, Leanne does an amazing job. She's even making coasters now. Which she made. Oh, did you see the Halloween ones that she made? Those were so cute. I'm like, man, if I used coasters, I would totally get some of those.
Yes, I love
those. Were so
the,
cute.
I love the girly ghosts that are, like, popular this year. I'm like, oh. Why hasn't that been popular before now?
Right. So we do the trunk or treat every year for the city. So there when Halloween stuff starts to come out, we'll randomly grab stuff. Kyra found a battery operated light up ghost that's also like a candy bowl. But the thing's probably like 2 feet tall or so. So it's super cute. But Kyra's carrying it around Walmart going, this is my homeboy. I'll have to take a picture of it and send it to you. It's super cute. I haven't put any batteries in it yet, but because I'm going, is it plug-in? Because if it's plug-in, like, what the hell am I supposed to do with that? Like, I'm not going to buy a whole freaking converter.
Right.
But no, it's battery operated, which kind of, like, at the same time, I'm not super worried because it's a trunk or treat in the middle of the day. Right. If anything, if it stands up in the back of Brandon's car,
right,
and, like, we kind of, like, black out the rest of his windows, that might be kind of cool and just not use it as a candy bowl.
Oh. Smart.
I'll have to see. But yeah, yeah, we always just buy random shit. Like, there's never, like, lots of people there have, like, themes to theirs. We're just, like, we go for, like the cutie, like, kid Halloween things. Because it's majority little kids. I don't want anything creepy scary. No blood and all that stuff. Just cutesy stuff. And, like, we did, like, teddy bears and stuff last year that had, like a skeleton costume on them.
Yeah.
And then the kids just kept them because they're, like, super soft, like those Squishmallows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're just like, we can have these afterwards, right? Sure, fine, take them.
That's cute. That's so cute. And it fits really good with the family pest control theme, you know? You're family-friendly.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I'm ready for spooky season. I don't know about you, but...
I am, too. I know Kyra said we need to stop webbing buildings so people can be festive.
Right?
I was like, you know,
I've started saying my corny, like, I took down your natural Halloween
decorations.
And they're usually like, thanks, because I hate them.
Oh, man, it is definitely ramping up spider season here. Good God. Webbed apartment buildings today, and every time I brought my Webster back down, I had like six just like baby spiders hanging off of the head. I'm like, dude, come on.
Leave me alone.
I had one, like, I was looking up, so like my hat was right here in my peripheral vision, and like I saw it like come to the inside of my bill. I was like, ugh!
I was like,
absolutely not.
But,
Kyra was like, what happened?
Right. That's, we're seeing a lot of spider activity, too, and today I went to this enormous mansion. Like, I feel like mansion is too small of a word for how big this place
is
was.
Is it a castle?
A castle, yes.
Okay.
But I went there a couple weeks ago, and they have, like, a gate to get in, and it was locked. Well, today, Brad's like, we have a code now for the gate. And I pull in and I'm like, you know what? It's a fucking key and lock padlock. Why do I have a code? And I look at the account again and there's a 4-digit code on it. But they had, this time, they had unlocked it because they knew I was coming. But I still get out and I have to, like, manually move these gates open because they,
oh,
like,
fun.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, what code did they give him for? It's a key and lock padlock. And now I'm like second guessing that I'm at the wrong place and I'm at the right place. But I get up there because we hadn't been able to do their service for so long, because every time we showed up, the gates were locked. The spiders were freaking awful.
Oh, just yeah.
Like castle spiders. Epic.
Right. Oh, yeah. I love those because then it's like you can like see the difference, but at the same time, I hate them because you're like, fuck. God damn it.
Yeah. I was like, man, this is going to take forever. But.
Mine would have taken a hell of a lot longer had I not had Kyra there webbing with me. Because it's an apartment complex, so it's on rotation. So it's essentially a quarterly per section, because it's broken into three. Because mm-hmm. it's just too goddamn big to do like half and half like we do on all of our other ones. But yeah, it's like from its last time to this one, looking at some of these going, fuck! God damn it. A lot of them weren't too bad, but it's, you know, they're not windblown and shit. So, yeah. Like, that whole, like, side of it was just, like, crystal clear. Like, I had just went through it. I even asked Kyra. I'm like, did you web over here? No, I've been with you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's
awesome. Kyra kept saying, you know, I don't see anything, or am I just tripping?
Right?
Like, no, you're right. There's yeah. nothing. Oh, okay, there's one spot right there. Get that one. There you go.
Right. Next week we were talking about, so we're ending this season. And so I think on a good note to end this season, it'd be a good idea to talk to our
first season. 'Cause no matter how you think about it, you've gone through season now. Even if right. you haven't made a whole year, per se, being in pest control, you've still gone through season now. Even if yes. you've gone through half of the season, you've hit the end of it, which is when it usually ramps up the worst. At least for us. I swear, it like yeah. waits until freaking September. And some, I think last year, ours we took a yellow jacket hive in like the middle of October. Because, yeah, oh, it was wow. after we came back from cheese stock. We had to go take one. I'm going, what the hell are they still alive for?
Right.
Get this is bullshit.
Go on, get. Yeah, I started in the industry in June.
Ooh.
So I like started in like ramping up for season. So
yeah, see, my first year I started in September 1st. So it was like right at the end of season, and then, well, you know, I was mainly doing the office work anyways, but like making sure like I knew what he was doing so I could give proper information to people, yada yada. And then I went with him one too many times and just enjoyed it too much, so oops. Here I am now doing it.
Exactly.
It's fun though. I do
both. I was gonna say, happy accidents.
Yes.
We love it. So
yes.
I think that'll be an interesting show. How many guests do you think we should invite for that one?
I think at least two. If we can find two that really want to do it, just mm-hmm. to get like different perspectives, especially if they can be in like different areas of even the world or the United mm-hmm. States. Like,
yes.
Just because like it's different everywhere, even between me and you. Like mm-hmm. the shit you deal with to the shit I deal with. I mean, it's generally the same thing, but like, you deal with a lot more of this, and I deal with a lot more of that. And I think yes. it'd be cool, just, like, especially, like, different climate-wise, too.
Yes.
I think it'd be cool.
Yes. And different companies, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's very unlikely your very first season is you starting a business. If so, good luck, buddy.
Right?
but different companies you're going to work for is also going to change that experience for you. Like,
yeah.
Like, I worked for what we call a Donnie and Marie type for my very first season, so that was quite the adventure. So,
oh, I bet.
That's rough. If at any point during your first season, you have to deal with salespeople on Segways. It's going to be a rough season.
God, I'm so happy they have not made it here yet. God, they're getting closer. I just don't know if they want to come, you know, towards the ocean, if they're just going to stay inland, because as Brandon's old company used to say, there's no money to be made here. And bitch, I'm proving them wrong. So
right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm fine with them doing their thing. It's just, I did not like having to work alongside them and yeah. like have to be their start tech and oof. Follow, like, you have to stay in the same block as them and watch them sell, and then you go and do the jobs, and then they continue to sell while you do the job, and then, like, the customer's like, oh, yeah, he said he knew it was going to rain today, but he said it's it works better in the rain. And I'm like, what?
You know, they wouldn't be so bad if they didn't fucking lie all the time. And I get a lot of sales is lying, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be.
It does not.
Like, this business can literally sell itself. People need pest control. And yes, it is kind of one of those luxury things because not everybody can afford it. Not everybody wants to afford it. They, you know, I can do it myself, which we just did that episode. But it's something that's always going to be needed in one way or another, even if it's just IPM and you're monitoring.
Right.
But stop lying.
Yes.
The lying bullshit just drives me nuts. It doesn't work better in the rain. Most of the time, it's against the label to right. apply in the rain. It like, we get very, very limited. Once rainy season starts here, we're done. I mean, like, we're screwed until June. From, like, I don't know, November to June. Like, we're pretty much stuck with Nyban. Because I can apply it in the rain. I don't have any callbacks, so I haven't had anybody bitch about it.
It works better.
It works better in the rain. I've had the people, now techs, tell me that it's okay to apply Talstar, Talstar Extra with Verge. Because when you apply it, you have to water it in. Well, if it's raining, it just gets watered in. No, that's not how it works, because it has to be specific and not overdone that downpours can do, and then you've just washed it all the way down to the river, into the freaking drain system. What are you talking about?
Right, that's no. Not,
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, but I'm excited to talk with people, so if you're listening and you're in your first year, let us know.
Either one of us.
And we'll hunt people down, too.
Yes. So. We shall do that.
Yes.
We will have fun.
If you think of a topic you would like us to go over, let us know, too.
That would be cool. Always.
We love suggestions.
Because, well, as Jack and Brad say, it gets hard thinking of the shit sometimes.
Yeah, right. Especially.
And they've been doing it way longer than us. We're like,
right.
Because I'm trying not to reuse ideas a whole lot. Which, everything's going to eventually get reused. Just like I teased Brad about the other day. That I didn't need his hand-me-down ideas.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. I mean, it's a niche podcast with an even more niche audience. We're going to end up reusing again. It happens.
And as we continue on our journey in pest control, we'll encounter new things and learn, you know, discover new topics. So, yes.
And have new crazy stories or fun stories or whatever stories.
Right. No more stings for the rest of this season, though.
Yes. Okay? And don't jinx yourself like somebody did this morning. He who shall not be named.
Yes.
Sheridan.
Big brother Sherry. Yes.
Doofus. As soon as he said it, and he said he was going to another one, I'm like, yeah, you're getting your ass tagged, bro.
Ouch.
And sure as shit he did. Twice. Just one in the nose, one to the forehead. through his suit. But he said he has one of those, like, ones that have, like, the safari hats, and then the veil goes over it. So when he had to look up at the hive, the hat fell backwards. And so then his veil was right on his nose, and he said that bald-faced hornet came from that hive right to his nose and just
whang. That was a bald-faced hornet?
Yeah, he thought it was Yellow Jackets, because that's what they told him, or the client told him, I think. And so, yeah, he thought it was Yellow Jackets on his second hive, but no, it was not. And as soon as he told me it was in a tree, I'm going, unless they're different over there on the East Coast, I'm going to guess it's a bald-faced hornet.
Right.
And yep, sure shit. Yeah, he said it was bald-faced hornets. I'm like, you jinxed yourself, bro.
That's rough.
That is rough. I've yet to be stung by one of those, and I really want to keep it that way, because I heard they strike, and they strike hard.
Same. I'm just honestly scared of the day that I do, because
I'm going to cry like a little bitch. I already know it.
Yellow Jackets does all this to me.
Yeah. I love how we're both like, you know, tank tops, don't want anything extra rubbing on us.
Yep. Most and of mine are on my arms, so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my bad one's on my knee, or my leg, side of my goddamn calf. Brandon told me if it was any lower, I'd look like I had cankles. Thanks.
Oh, no.
Because it's all swollen out. No, because I told him my calf had curves, because, you know, they're normally, like, round perfectly. No, mine's like, I'm like, look, my calf has a curve.
Oh no.
He's like, well, you almost have cankles. Shut up. I do not have cankles. Aww. Like, I move way too much to have freaking cankles, okay?
Right.
Jerk. Love you.
Right?
Because I know he'll be listening.
Yay. We love Nord fans.
Nord. I know my youngest Nord started back to school today.
Oh,
his sophomore year, and your baby started what, last week? Week before?
Yep, fifth grade and third grade.
Jeez,
yeah, big kids.
Yeah. Oh, anyways.
Okay, I think I have nothing else. So.
Yeah, I think we read our three and a half stories. Thanks, Daryl.
Right.
And yeah, I said mine, you said your random ones that you've noticed, and I think that's about it for today.
All right, well, thank you for listening to Pestergen Podcast, folks. Catch us for next week's episode, where we haven't thought of the title, but it's first year, first season, folk, so
yes,
don't forget to catch us. Thank you so much, and on behalf of SpanglerArt.com, I almost said bug off.
I've done that too. I'm like,
sorry, boys.
No.
No.
Go kick some bugs' ass. Yeah.
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 We'll stay hydrated and go kick some ass. Bye.
Bye.